Pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, friends, this time of year, as joyful as it can be, can also be a time of particular difficulty for many people. There is simply the stress of the season. Do I have enough time? Do I have enough money? Do I have enough energy to get done everything that needs to get done between now and Christmas? Many people worry about being with loved ones during the holidays. Time spent with family can be particularly stressful for many. Others don't have much family. They feel the steeping pain of loneliness even more during this time of year. And there are those who have lost loved ones. And the emotions of their memories come flooding back during the holidays. We are moving forward toward Christmas, indeed, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, but we aren't there just yet. We aren't there yet. This time of Advent preparation, I want to encourage you, is vitally important for our lives as Christians. As we continue to recognize the need for the Savior to both enter into the world and to return. So today, this morning, we lit the second of the Advent candles you see on the Advent wreath here. And each candle represents a different aspect of God through Jesus Christ. The first candle is the candle of hope. The second candle, the one we lit today, is the candle that represents peace. The peace candle represents the peace of God, which we know is not necessarily the absence of conflict. But the peace of God is the presence of the Almighty. And we experience that peace today in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Especially those who are experiencing difficulty during this time of year. So I'll say this to those, myself included, who are in a place of difficulty or even suffering right now. May the stress of this season be replaced with the peace and the comfort, the knowledge of God through Jesus Christ. He came into the world for you. I'll contend that the ways which we understand the words of comfort from Isaiah today aren't too unlike the ways that the people of Israel would have understood them centuries ago. You know, the full context is exile in Babylon due to generational sin and disobedience to the Lord that served as a divine punishment for God's people. Over and over again, they had proven that they could not rescue themselves from their own sinfulness, nor could they rescue themselves from the sinfulness of a lost and broken world. Even still, says the Lord, I will provide you with comfort. And Isaiah prophesies that later, much later, God would send his perfect suffering servant into the world, the herald of good news, to to provide the fulfillment of the prophetic message of all God's promises to his people. Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah, would come and would personally bring these words of comfort to the greatest fulfillment for all people. He would come not just to a people living in fear, exile, and oppression under foreign rule, but to all those who look to God for deliverance. This, friends, once again, is the Advent message. We look to God for deliverance through the incarnation of Jesus into the world to save the world from sin, death, destruction, chaos, and brokenness. Our preparation, like John the Baptist, is to be out in the wilderness in an acknowledgement of the need for the Messiah to come into the world and the need for the Messiah to come into my heart. Each one of us, friends, each one of us. I realize that I'm going to be speaking only to a certain audience at this point. But have you ever listened to a vinyl record? On a record player?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah, okay. You've listened to a vinyl record on a record player. You know, vinyl records, for the most part, were made so that the listener would start at the very beginning of the record, play all of side A, take it off, flip it over, and play all of side B, right? You had to listen to the whole thing from beginning to end. And if the artist were particularly good, a story was told in that listening, wasn't it? A story was told through the music, through the art of that medium. There was no fast forward button. There was no skip to your favorite song. You had to listen from beginning to end. Hear that great story that was being told from beginning to end. Well, believe it or not, there are still some musical artists that make records in the same way, just not on vinyl anymore. There are some artists who are very gifted at telling the story, or telling their own story, the story of their culture or society, whatever the story is. It goes from the beginning of the album, MP3, whatever, the digital format, to the end. So recently I've been listening to one such album. And because I try to allow Scripture to form the entirety of my life and my being, I try to see Scripture and its themes in all aspects of life, including music, in art and music and other places as well. Well, in this case, the themes of Advent have really been pouring out through the music and the storytelling. There is the acknowledgement of personal sin, the longing for heavenly peace and true beauty, the pain, the searing pain of loss, and the recognition of the need of something outside of me, something greater than myself, to bring things to fulfillment. Because what I've been doing hasn't been working. The Advent message. We need to be delivered. And the only way forward is Jesus, the Messiah. Isaiah prophesied these words of comfort in the midst of truly great suffering. And he said that in the midst of this great suffering, the warfare would end. That iniquity would be pardoned. That the glory of the Lord would be revealed. Even though life on this earth is temporal, it's temporary, it is fleeting, it is but the blink of an eye. Life on this earth is temporal. But on Zion, the highest point in Jerusalem, on Zion, there is a richness with a heritage of glory, of beauty, of peace, and of comfort. On Zion, where the new heaven and the new earth will meet together at the second coming of Christ, voices will be gathered together as heralds of good news that rejoice in the shepherd as he provides safety to his flock in the perfection of eternity. Peace and comfort through and despite pain and suffering. The entirety, friends, of the story. Each Sunday in Advent this year, we are going to be listening to the vantage point of some of the great Advent hymns, some of the great songs, some of the great music that comes from the church tradition in the season of Advent. Last week, we heard, thank you, "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus." Well, today, we're going to sing together, "O Come, Emmanuel." The words to that great song, they relay the Advent hope of comfort for God's people in the midst of suffering, the need for deliverance from the evils of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and the full recognition that only the Son of God coming in full appearance could wipe away the tears from those who mourn. We look for the coming of Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus, as the opening of our heavenly home, making safe the way that leads upon high and closing the paths of misery. And even though there are some of us who are in a time of melancholy or sadness, or depression, or even of very deep suffering, the Savior of the world is drawing near. The Savior of the world is coming closer, drawing nearer and nearer, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day. He will disperse the clouds and make the shadows be vanished by his great light. This is the desire of all nations and all humanity, the desire of the hearts of all mankind, that we find our sad divisions to be felled and Jesus to truly be our Prince of Peace. Beloved, there is reason to rejoice, even if today is bleak. There is reason to rejoice. The dark, dense fog of the cold morning is burning away with the brightness of God with us. We know this to be true because we have the whole story. The fullness of Scripture. From Genesis to Revelation, God's very good creation was broken by sin and disobedience. But Jesus came into the world. He died to redeem the world. And he rose again from the grave to lift the fog of sin and sadness. Emmanuel, God with us, brings us from exile to deliverance as a righteousness outside of ourselves that we could never earn nor deserve. But this is the good news that prepares all the hearts of humanity to receive our King. Advent, friends, tells the whole story of deliverance that profoundly brings great comfort to those who mourn. And we are going to sing, "Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee." Amen.
Emmanuel shall come to thee, for where is I am.